Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we take happiness from the abstract to the concrete. This week, we'll talk about how we both did on our 18 for 2018 lists and reveal a brilliant, simple solution to the problem of lost items. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And listen, it's hard to believe the year is almost over and 2019 is practically here. The days are long, but the years are short.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretch, I have to say the days feel very short right now because of daylight savings.
Yes.
It gets dark at like 4 o'clock p.m. By the way, Gretchen, if I don't sound perfect, it's because I'm having some sort of technical issue on the Disney lot. You know, where I record, sometimes we have internet problems, and today seems to be one of those days.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is a good lead into our holiday motto. My holiday motto, you know, we talked about in 196, is 'tis the season to be jolly. So this is the kind of thing where it's a good reminder that I should be jolly and you should be jolly, even in the face of frustration. And we heard from a lot of people who had great holiday mottos.
Yes, somebody had merry and bright, which I love.
That was a good one. Another person had let it snow. She was in a situation where there was going to be bad weather and like a lot of kind of difficult things going on. And it was just sort of like, what shall be will be, you know, let it snow.
Somebody else's was home is wherever I'm with you, which is nice.
Yeah, it was for somebody who had to travel a lot away from home. Enjoy the presence, and that's presence like gifts and presence like being with people, presence and presence. So that was
fun.
Yeah, that was a double meaning there.
And then Colleen said, this year's motto shall be, it's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Looking forward to snagging a fresh evergreen wreath at the farmer's market, continuing to burn my holiday candles, and figuring out new ways to smell the holidays. And she included a photo of a pine dish soap and the apple cider hand soap.
Yeah, really getting into the smells. I love that because I love smells. And also, before we launch into our 18 for 2018, I wanted to mention for 2019, I've announced my Outer Order, Inner Calm book tour. I will be going to New York City, Boston, Cleveland, San Francisco, Mission Viejo, San Diego, Santa Monica, Los Angeles, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Darien, Connecticut, Fort Worth, and of course, Kansas City. And I will put a link in the show notes for everyone who wants more information. And also, most of these are ticketed. So if you think you want to come, you might want to go ahead and get your ticket because a lot of things do sell out. But all that information will be at GretchenRubin.com/events.
Gretchen, I'm so excited you're coming to LA.
I know. I'm going to stay with you.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Yes, yes, sisterly adventures. And speaking of sisterly adventures, Elizabeth, this week our Try This at Home tip is to evaluate your 18 for 2018 list. You and I both made these lists. And we've talked a lot in this cluster of episodes around the new year about happier ways to approach a new year. And this is one of them.
Yeah, Gretchen, we started this list idea last year, inspired by a listener.
Yeah.
So it was the first time we did this, and it was 18 for 2018. Next year will be 19 for 2019. And it has been super popular.
Yes.
We've had so many people email us their lists, put them on Facebook, put them on Instagram. So it's been really fun, and it's been an ongoing conversation throughout the year. But now it's time to reflect on our lists for everyone to see what they got done and what didn't get done and maybe why. And is there anything they still want to do?
Right. Absolutely. Well, one of the things is, as you said, a lot of people mentioned it throughout the year. And that's really good because the point of the list is to remind you of the things that you want to do. And so the more it's uppermost in your mind, I find the more I look at my list and think about my list, the better able I was to follow through. And when you're thinking about what didn't get done, you can think, well, okay, for 2019, I want to just drop it all together. I want to let it go. I want to revise it. I want to roll it over to 2019. But for those things that didn't get done, I think it's helpful to think about why it didn't get done.
Yeah, maybe it was too ambitious or too vague. I think that happens a lot.
Yep.
You always talk about that with resolutions.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have a plan to do it.
Yeah. Sometimes there's just too many steps, so many decisions that it's like it was one item on the 2018 list, but maybe it should have been like five different items because there was so much wrapped into it. And then sometimes there's just bad timing, foreshadowing your 18 for 2018 list. But whatever you did, you should give yourself credit for what you did do. Gold star. This is all meant to be fun and make your life better. So, you know, feel good about what you did do.
Yeah. And when you make your list for 2019, remember, this is just your list. So you can make a very attainable list where you know for a fact you're going to check all those items off, or it could be super ambitious. It could just be totally whimsical, or it could be more serious. It's really about what you want to put on your list. It just seems like you want to have items that you wouldn't have otherwise done, because that's kind of the point.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Okay, so Elizabeth, now you went in double because you gave yourself 18 for 2018, and then you were so inspired by everybody's listener suggestions that you gave yourself another list of 17. So you aimed high. You had a long list. Let's hear how it did. So your number one was to get the perfect black purse.
Yes, I did that. And I think I've posted pictures of it.
Yes, yes. That was a big coup. Try a spin class.
Didn't do that, but I still have time, Gretch.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go with my friend, Nicole.
Okay, good. You've got that in mind. Have a party for the mothers in Jack's grade.
I didn't do that, and this is one that I'm really sorry I didn't do. I really wanted to do that.
So maybe you'll do that second semester. So it's
it's the
same grade, even if it's a different calendar year. Plan a family trip to New York City.
Haven't done that, although Adam and I have been talking about it, but I haven't actually planned one.
Okay. For any day that you're in your office on the Disney lot, aim to walk at least 3 miles on your treadmill desk.
Oh my gosh. I haven't done that, as everyone knows, because I've been talking about it endlessly.
But it's in your mind. And now you're back in your old office where you had much better luck on the treadmill desk. So hopefully that change of location will help. You wanted to get a wall of photos up.
Yes, I got frames up, but we don't have the photos in them yet. But the frames are hung. So now we just need to pick out the photos.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you did the hard part. Now you get to do the fun part.
Yeah.
Start your outdoor glassware collection.
Yes, that is a blossoming collection, Gretch. I got some amazing outdoor glasses.
Okay. Have a dinner party.
Did that.
Good. Refresh your Botox.
Did not do that.
Okay.
I'm looking very frowny because I haven't gotten my Botox refreshed.
Okay. See your college friends.
No, and that's the one I'm probably most bummed about.
Yeah.
I haven't, as you said, you have to make a plan, and I haven't made a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Figure out Instagram story.
I would say that's semi done.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on Instagram. Read Feminist Fight Club by Jessica Bennett.
Have not done that. Maybe I can do that over the holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Good airplane. Or, well, you're not flying, but vacation read. Watch American Vandal on Netflix as recommended by your niece, my daughter, Eliza's podcast, Eliza Starting at 16.
I haven't done that. I watched like the first 5 minutes and I'm like, oh, this looks fun. And then I went away from it and I completely forgot to go back until revisiting this list.
So I know. We've all done
it. That's another good holiday activity.
Oh, good. Okay. Because it's not quite the end of the year. You could get a lot of these in under the wire. I got one in under the wire. There's still time.
You'll have to tell me.
Take Jack to Disneyland at least twice.
We're going once in a couple of weeks. I work for Disney, Gretchen, so I have free passes, which is why I wanted to go at least twice.
Yeah.
Of course, the sad part is even when we're going, the passes aren't going to work because it's too of a high volume traffic time. So, but we are going once, but we're going to have to pay for it. So that's a bummer.
Okay. Host a Happier in Hollywood meetup.
Did that. And we're going to have another one, which we will announce soon on Happier in Hollywood.
Okay, great.
That was great.
That's so fun. Go away for a romantic weekend with Adam.
Did not do that.
Send out Christmas cards in 2018.
Did not do that, sadly.
Get your fat frozen.
Did not do that.
Okay. So that's your 18. Now let's do speed round on your extra 17. These are your bonus 17.
Yeah,
so,
And I should point out, these all came from listeners' lists. So yes. I was looking at all our listeners. They had such great lists. I took things from people and made another list.
Yeah. So you really had a long list. So
I was excited. Yeah. I just scratched. I was busy.
Yes. Okay. So here we go on the bonus ones from listeners. Date night once a month with Adam.
No.
Do a new hike.
No.
Get a bikini wax done more often.
No.
Get rid of old bras and underwear.
Yes.
Yay. Celebrate a minor holiday.
Didn't exactly do that, but we really celebrated our family victories, like whatever, something good happened to Jack or Adam or me, and so I'm counting that.
That counts, for sure. Cook 10 new recipes.
No, zero.
Make a 2017 photo book.
No.
Take family hikes once a month.
Zero.
Update your will. That is, write a will.
No, but can I tell you a funny story about that?
Yes.
Adam was at Inform Fitness the other day, the weight training thing you do and yeah. Jamie does yeah. and Adam does and I do. And one of the people there listens to the show, one of the other people getting trained, Melissa. And she said, I heard Liz is really needing to make a will. Here's the name of who we use. He's in the Valley. And, you know, he did it for us and he's great. So Adam is making an appointment, hopefully for like the next week.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
So this show is going to help me get this done. So thank you, Melissa, for the recommendation of somebody in the Valley.
That is so indirect. That's very, very charming. I feel like it's your destiny to get this done.
Yeah.
Plus, I would say my happiness bully kind of has locked into this one a little bit as yes, well. So
it's important.
It is important. And you will just feel so good when it's done. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Clean the garage.
Adam cleaned the garage. So gold star Adam.
Gold star Adam. And delegation counts for 18 well, for 22.
I have to say, I didn't delegate that. He just did it.
He just did it. It got done. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Random things getting accomplished without any yes. effort on your part also counts for 18 to 2018. Yes. You just have to hope that happens. Take the Judy Blume master class in writing.
No.
Take a one-time flower arranging class.
No.
Travel to a new place.
This one, Gertz, I can't remember if I traveled to a new place. It's all such a blur. like I must have gone somewhere new.
Must have gone somewhere.
I don't remember.
Renew Jack's passport.
No.
Get professional photos taken.
No, but Sarah and I got a very nice iPhone picture of the two of us, which we've been using for a professional photo, and it looks very nice.
Okay, good. Watch a classic movie once a month.
No.
And do food sensitivity testing.
No, I have the kit, but I haven't done it.
So that was it. Well, the thing is, Elizabeth, like, as your sister, I would say you were just hit from the outside by this giant wave of things that you had to do that took up your time, your energy, your mental space, your emotional, you know, doing the fix. It just took over your year in a way that you didn't really expect and was wonderful, but it just meant that a lot of the things on your 18 for 2018 list were just not realistic for this year.
Yeah, not for me. I should have just crossed out the whole list and just put, you know, make a TV show. and I'm much happier to have made a TV show than to do the things on my list. But hopefully if we get a second season, I pray we get a second season, it'll be a little more manageable because we'll have done it before, which I think always makes things easier.
Yeah.
So I'll have more time to do things like the family hike and things that I really want to incorporate, but I just didn't have like the mental capacity to like drive forward, you know?
Right.
And then I did, Gretchen, add another fun thing, which I would have had on my list if I thought about it, which is I started playing Mahjong.
Ooh, that's so great. Why were you able to follow through with Mahjong when there were other things that you couldn't do?
Well, I think it's because I'm an obliger, because a friend of mine said, hey, will you be the fourth person in this Mahjong group? And I just immediately said yes. And once I said yes to her, I felt, you know, now I have an obligation because you want four people to play. So if you don't show up, people can't play.
Right.
So because I committed to her, I'm like, well, no matter what, I have to make my Mahjong night.
Right.
So perfect. Now, granted, we've only played twice. So, but I really think it's going to gel and stick as a group. I think we all really want to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that. So on my list for 2019 preview, spoiler alert, there's going to be a really learning Mahjong, because it's going to take a lot of time to really, I won't say master it, because I don't think I'll ever master it, but to get proficient.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Things come up, things change, new things emerge, certain things become less interesting. I think flexibility is important for these lists.
Yeah, and Gretchen, I am not in any way beating myself up about this, except for things like the will, where I'm like, I really need to, that's something I just need to do in life. I'm just like, I made a list. It was a fun list. I enjoyed having the list, even if I didn't do the things, because it made it seem like there was so much possibility for the year.
You know,
so many fun things to do.
Right.
So 19, well, I'm coming up with my 19 list, and I'll have more fun things that I likely won't do.
Yeah, and there's things that you can roll forward, or things that you can, like a spin class, you can be like, yes, I really want to try again, or yeah, I'm going to let that one go. Yeah. Okay, so listen,
I'm going to do the spin class, Gretch. Mark my words. All right, Gretchen, coming up, we're going to go through your 18 for 18 list, and something that won't be surprising to anyone, you did much better with your list than I did with mine. But first, this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Okay, Gretch, we're back. And knowing you, I suspect that you will have done a lot more things on your list than I have. So let's start. Number one, start having weekly adventures with Eleanor.
Yes, this is something that I did with great success with Eliza, but I hadn't started it with Eleanor. But now we are underway. We've been to the Frick. We've been to the Met. We've been to the Cooper Hewitt. We've been to the Asia Society. Went to the Color Factory exhibit. So we've really established this weekly pattern, and it is so much fun. So I'm really happy that I got that one done.
Oh, good. And the second was fix your headset, which runs out of batteries really fast.
I did that like the day. I think it's always good to have something on a list that you cross off the very first day. I did that the very first day. Yes, that's done.
Oh, nice. Set up a home studio in one of your closets for your Facebook show.
I ended up not doing it that way, but I basically solved the problem. I have a light, and so I solved it a different way than I expected, but I met that aim.
Okay, nice. Work with Barnaby so he's better at coming when you call him.
He is better. So many listeners encourage me to keep up with this, that he is better. I don't think that under like high distraction situations he would necessarily do it, but he does it much better, and we are working on him consistently about that. So thank you, listeners, for encouraging me not to give up on myself and my dog training.
Clean out your massive tote bag collection.
This was hard. I have to say, I still have like probably 30 tote bags because everyone is special. And like, I'm like, this one zips and this one has an outside pocket and this one's sturdy and this one's little. But I did get rid of a lot of them. So I'm better. And I gave one away just last night. So I still have quite a few tote bags.
Number six, take Eleanor to get her contacts checked.
This is a huge success. We got her contacts. We got her a better kind that's more comfortable. She was having trouble getting them in. As I reported as a happiness hack, we found this video that showed her a different way of putting them in. Now she wears them all the time. She loves them. This was a great thing to have on the 18 for 2018 list because it was just something that I was just constantly putting off without ever really acknowledging the fact that I was putting it off. And putting it on this list made me deal with it. And it's just, she just sees much better. She's really nearsighted the way I'm really nearsighted. And you just see much better with contacts. So that was a great success.
Oh, good. Number seven, start making consistent progress on report to the committee on exploration. You might want to explain what that is.
So this is with a friend. We did something called Forward to Llewellyn's Edge, and I did a post about that. I'll post it in the show notes if you want to read about that project. This is a thing that we did. We take photographs of our children like in costume, and there's this whole elaborate story, and then we make a book of it, and it's just this very, very elaborate project. My friend's super, super, like she can sew, she can make anything. We work with this brilliant guy, Gabe Greenberg, to make the book, and I'm so excited. We're done with everything. We're just literally waiting for the book to come. So this is done, and it's really exciting. I think it's going to be super cool to see the final product.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, number eight, create a work calendar for the year.
I did that. Very successful. I'm definitely doing that for 2019.
That's a good idea. I want to talk to you more about that. We may have to do a segment on another podcast about what it means to create. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds very productive.
It's very helpful. Very helpful.
Number nine, finish my color pilgrimage and figure out what the heck to do with it. Similarly, Outer Order, Inner Calm.
Okay, so Outer Order, Inner Calm is coming out. Like, this turned into
clearly
a real book.
Done.
That's done. That's coming out March 5th. Pre-order now. yeah, so that's totally done. We've got the jacket. We've got galleys. That's done. What I did with My Color Pilgrimage was I was like, you know what? The 10th anniversary of the Happiness Project came out in late November, and Outer Order, Inner Calm is coming out in March. I'm like, it's just too much. It's going to just overwhelm everyone if I worry about My Color Pilgrimage. So My Color Pilgrimage, I'm going to work on doing something with it. I'm not even sure what that will be in 2019. I deliberately postponed that because I was like, everything is getting too overwhelming.
Okay. Number 10, tap more into my love of smell.
Yep. No, I've been better about wearing perfume and smelling my smell collection and burning scented candles and just, you know, smelling things in my everyday life. I've just really been focusing on my love of scent.
Number 11, I love this one, was whimsical. Plan perfume field trip with a friend.
Yes, I went on several perfume trips with a friend. And also, Eleanor and I went to a perfume museum when we were in Paris. And I took a perfume class. I have one more class to go. I took an introductory perfume class and an advanced perfume class. So I really got into perfume at Pratt. I really highly recommend the perfume class at Pratt.
That's so cool.
It was fun.
Number 12, new phone for camera to improve the video quality of your weekly Facebook show, Ask Gretchen Rubin Live.
Yes, this is my Facebook live show that I do once a week. Yeah, I wanted to get the video quality better, and so I got a new phone, and I think the video quality is much better. And it's fun. Every week when I engage with everybody, I think it's just better to have that better quality.
Yeah, and I check in on your show, Gretch, whenever I can.
I know.
And it does look really good, and I love reading all the viewer comments live.
Yeah, and I get a real kick when I see your name pop up, Elizabeth. Yeah. I appreciate that you do that.
I try to contribute to the conversation.
You're such a good sister.
Number 13, figure out Instagram features and use regularly.
Yeah, I've gotten much better about Instagram. Eleanor's had a lot of fun showing me like how to do fun things on Instagram, so I've upped my game.
Decide on a cause to give to as a family.
Yes, we decided that we wanted to pick a cause that supported people going to college, because that's something that was we'd been focusing a lot on as a family, and we think it's a really important value. And so we gave to Bottom Line, which is an organization that helps students apply to college, get into college, manage college, get their first job, graduate in 4 years. It's really just supporting people who are going through college, and they do a great job. I have a friend who works in philanthropy, and she said, oh, these folks really do a great job. So we felt very confident about giving to them.
That's great. 15, create the four tendencies workshop. Well, I know you did that.
That was huge. That was a massive undertaking. Yes, I have been meaning to do this for years. It finally got done. So many people helped me. It's fantastic. I will put a note in the show notes if you want to take the workshop or give the workshop. Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big, big, big one.
16, deal with the items you want to donate to Housing Works.
This is amazing. Literally, like, miracle. Housing Works opened a store half a block from our apartment. I mean, it's right around the corner.
Gosh.
And so now it's just like, da-da-da-da-da, you know, drop stuff off. So with Outer Order Intercom, I've been so focused on creating Outer Order. And it's just great, because anything that I know we're not putting to good use, we give it to Housing Works, so we know that it will get in the hands of somebody who will use it. It's fantastic.
And number 17, creating a list for listeners of the Try This at Homes and happiness hacks we've done so far.
Listeners, yes, you have been asking me for this, and I have been postponing. I have been saying, stay tuned, it will get done. And in the nick of time, I have done this. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
The PDFs are ready. Try This at Home and happiness hacks from the beginning of the show. We didn't have happiness hacks for the first little while, but all of them are there. I will update them periodically. If you go to GretchenRubin.com/resources, you can get them there. If you sign up for my newsletter, I'm going to be sending out them to my newsletter subscribers. So you can, if you get that email, you'll get it in that email. If you want to sign up for the newsletter, it's GretchenRubin.com/#newsletter. Yes, I got this done right in the nick of time.
It's a great way to celebrate our upcoming 200th episode,
yes,
Gretchen.
That's good.
This is amazing.
We can look
good
back.
For you.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and finally, number 18 on your list, get current with making physical photo albums with Shutterfly.
This was done. They were like six gigantic books because I had waited so long to do it, but it's done, and I'm so happy. We went through, I handwrote captions after the books were made. I made the girls handwrite captions as well. That was done, and it's such a load off my mind knowing that you have all these photographs. I feel a lot of burden to make physical books out of digital photos, and so for me, that was a huge, just got something off my mind. It
Good
was great.
For you.
Yeah, thanks.
Gretch, your level of productivity is mind-blowing. You did everything on your list. I don't know if everybody picked up on that as we went through, but I'm going through here. You did all 18 items.
But so here's the thing, though, is I am more realistic than you. Well, first of all, I have more control over my time. I didn't have some huge thing descend on me. But also, like, I feel like you had more of a reach list. It was a more aspirational list, whereas my list was, like, very carefully, like, even unconsciously, I picked things that I knew that I could check off. And I think that we represent two different ways of approaching a list. One is, like, throw a lot of things on there and, like, aim high. And the other is, and have some things not get done. And another one is, like, really keep it to the things that you know you can get done. And I think there's no right way or wrong way. It's just what works for you.
Yeah, although I will say yours were big tasks, like do the four tendencies workshop. I mean, that's hundreds of hours of work, so... it's not like you let yourself off easy, but it was something you were going to do anyway.
Well, I was going to do it anyway. So in a way, it's like I put it on the list, but I knew that I was going to get it done. And it was like part of it wasn't additional to everything. So I think it's good to have a mix. Have some things that are easy, some things that are hard, some things that you probably would do anyway, some things that might otherwise get done. There's no right way or wrong way. It's just this idea of like helping yourself stay focused on your biggest aims.
Well, one thing I want to say, Gretch, is one of my favorite things about having the list is that it's been such a community builder for us and our listeners.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I've gotten to know listeners so much better just by seeing everybody's lists, hearing updates on how people are doing. Sarah and I have a Facebook group for Happier in Hollywood, and people talk a lot about their list there. And the other day somebody posted, well, I didn't get everything done on my 18 for 18 list, but I did accomplish bonus number 19. and she had written down get engaged, crossed it off, and then had a picture of her hand with her engagement ring. So that was like really fun. And of course, everybody was congratulating her. So I've just loved how it's brought everyone together. And I hope 19 for 2019, you know, brings us all together again.
Absolutely. In upcoming episode 203, we're going to reveal our new list for 2019. We would love to hear your list, as Elizabeth did. Maybe a lot of times we crib ideas from listeners.
Yes.
So send us things that you're thinking that you're going to
start posting.
Yes,
them.
Start posting them on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or email us. And so maybe we'll incorporate them into our list because this is a really, really fun, creative way to approach the new year. Now, as always, go to happiercast.com/199 for everything related to this episode, for some images and links related to everything on our 18 for 2018 lists.
Coming up, we've got a happiness hack to help you find your keys. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
So listen, it's time for a happiness hack, and this comes in response to episode 197, where a listener asked about how she could get her rebel husband to put his keys in their key bowl. They had a designated key bowl, as one does, but he didn't use it, and the keys got lost. And we talked about different things, but it turns out there's a better solution.
Yes, Gretchen, we were inundated by listeners suggesting using Tile. And this is not an ad for Tile. People just love this product.
Yes.
Explain what it is.
Okay. So what Tile is something that you attach that then you put it on your keychain or in your wallet or your remote control device or whatever, and it connects wirelessly to your phone, and you've downloaded an app, the Tile app, and so you, if you can't find your keys or whatever, you open up the app, you push a button, and it starts to make a ringing noise. And so it's just a way, you know, so if your wallet fell into the trash or the keys are in the, you know, in your closet shelf, you'll start hearing a noise. And so many people wrote in about the Tile app.
Good idea. I can't believe we've never heard of it. And I love that someone mentioned that sometimes people attach these to their shy cats. Because I can relate to that because we have a cat that is shy, and sometimes he's hiding in places we have no idea where he is, like behind the washing machine. So it would be useful to be able to to have him beep.
Right, right. Yeah, and people mentioned that if you buy multi-packs, they get cheaper, that it makes good gifts. There was a link on the review site Wirecutter, which is a review site that people really, really like for kind of technology. And so I'll post a link to that in the show notes. But thank you to everybody who wrote in, because you know what they say, there's an app for everything, and there is an app for your lost keys that works great.
Okay, Gretch, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you're up with a happiness demerit.
And this is just one of those classic tiny things where I saw the problem brewing. Why did I not change the situation? So I have a phone charger that's like right next to my office chair in my office in my apartment. And it's kind of where it's positioned, the cord kind of dangles out into the room, which is a very tiny room. And so I was frequently rolling over it with my desk chair, which is clearly not a good idea. You do not want to have a cord that you're running over with your desk chair. But did I stop? No, I did not stop. I could have easily moved it to a different outlet, but I didn't. And then the cord got sucked up into the chair wheel and became this whole huge thing that, you know, it's not the worst thing. It's not the most important or significant thing, but it's just this tiny annoyance that I absolutely could have avoided with the tiniest bit of effort. And instead, I had to spend a half an hour like wiggling and turning the wheel and trying to get this thing extricated. So the lesson is, when you see that something looks like it's going to be a bigger problem, nip it in the bud, especially if it will take practically nothing out of you. A stitch in time saves nine, as they say. So that's my thing. That was my lesson learned. Elizabeth, what's your gold star?
Well, I want to give a gold star to a very old friend of mine, Meredith.
We've been friends
since fourth grade. So that's a long time. And I was home a few weeks ago for Thanksgiving, and Meredith emailed me out of the blue and said, oh, I'm going to have people over. You can see people when you're home. And I was like, that is so nice. And she said, what's the best night for you when you're home? So she was really thoughtful about it. And she invited, you know, people, mostly people we'd gone to high school with, I guess all people we'd gone to high school with. Now afterward, I thought of all these other people I wish that I'd thought of, you know, seeking out, but, it was so much fun to see people and to be at Meredith's house, and I got to see her kids, and it was just a really great night, and I really appreciate that she did that. So gold star to Meredith for organizing and hosting and being a friend of many decades.
Yeah, I remember Meredith back when she was in fourth grade. So gold star Meredith.
They say Meredith is what you call a spitfire. She's very memorable.
Yes, gold star for Meredith. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Evaluate your 18 for 2018. Let us know how it went and what you are teeing up for your 19 for 2019.
Thank you to Lou Pellegrino of Cadence 13 for filling in for Bob Tabador today. And thank you to Bob, as always. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, you know what I'm going to say. Please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Rate and review us. It really helps the show. Just a reminder, I have announced my Outer Order, Inner Calm 2019 book tour. I will post all the information on my site. If you go to GretchenRubin.com/events, you can get the ticket links and details. And that'll be also linked to in the show notes for this episode, episode 199. And I also wanted to let you know, I did something really fun for the Happiness Project 10th Anniversary Edition. I did something I've never done, which is to make notes for the Kindle in Goodreads. And so if you want kind of like behind the scenes or like a little, you want me to put some things in context, you can look up my annotations there. And I will put a direct link in the show notes for this episode. And if you are on Goodreads, you can follow me there if you like and mark any of my books to read that you're interested in reading. That's really fun to see. Oh, and Elizabeth, we cannot, because we're coming up in the holiday season, we got to remind people about the gift of podcasts, this great thing that makes it very easy to give someone the gift of a great show, a great podcast. You can make a little certificate and get a cheat sheet on instructions if you go to giftofpodcast.com. It makes a great stocking stuffer.
And it's free.
And it's free. It would be good for office coworkers, maybe, too. Like somebody where you don't really know what to give them, but you want to give them something special, something personalized.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and Upward.